Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, none. He is worthy to be praised. There's a key tonight that I feel like the Holy Spirit wants us to eat. And I've been pondering for the whole week, actually. I've been in the book of Acts, and I just can't go any further. It's like on rewind. And the revelation that is opening up for anybody, whosoever, is hungry or thirsty, I encourage you to go into the book of Acts. Don't read it. Go into the book of Acts. There's a difference. Spend time in the book of Acts. You know, we were taught to read our scriptures, and it's good to read the scriptures, but it's really good to meditate on the scriptures with the Holy Spirit. Because that's when the revelation comes forward. You know, we can read it, read. I did it, I got my chapter in. And then you could go get up the next day and read. But where's the marination? Where's the seasoning? Where's the salt that comes forth? Because it's a living word. It's alive. So it's flavored with substance for whosoever will go in. Are you a whosoever?
Yes.
Come on. I want to be a whosoever. Okay. That's the great thing about the kingdom of God. We can't earn anything. Can't buy it. Can't cheat your way in. It's the best system that God ever developed. And man cannot manipulate it, no matter how hard they try. That's good news. I know when I was young, I used to, you know, cheat on tests. You know, I used to get the keys and sell them when I was real young. And, you know, you can't do that with God and the kingdom of God and how the kingdom of God operates. You can't cheat. What happens is you end up going around the barn again and again and again. Because God will not change his systems for us. He can't. So, I got good news and I got not so good news tonight. The good news is God is desiring for us to come away from our old dead selves. Sometimes when we get saved, we don't realize that we haven't changed any. We still stinketh. And what I mean by that is the great message of salvation is wonderful, but that's the beginning. That's like the baby step. That's like, well, let's go on to some more. Let's go on to the deeper things in God. You can't have it without being saved, but you won't understand revelation. The Word of God will be flat if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. And I know there's people that are not in here, and I'm not here to push anything, but I'm here to invite you to dine at the King's table. There's food in heaven. Think about Jesus. Remember he said, I have food? Hey, you guys eat your beans and pork. He probably didn't say pork. Okay. You guys eat your beans and fish. I'm going to go to the Father and dine on the food of heaven. There's food in heaven that is freely available for every one of us. Right now. Well, how do you do it? You open your mouth, and in faith, you receive. Now, choke, some of you just stumbled because where's that in the Word of God? I could show you if you need me to. See me afterwards. But let's just move on and go in faith in God. Here's the thing. There is a pressure right now in the Spirit. And the pressure is this. Me. What can I get? What's in it for me, 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 me? What do you have for me, 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 me? That's the normal, natural realm that people walk in and live in. God is calling you out of that. That's actually called a selfish lifestyle. And it also leads to bondage and trickery. There's a way to walk away from that. You know, did you know that self-centeredness is probably the biggest stumbling block for the body of Christ? You know, we all born selfish. We all want to be fed. We all want to have our diapers changed and be coddled and loved. And that's okay in the natural, but there comes a day when the spirit man inside of us rises up, because you are a spirit being, according to the scriptures. Your citizenship is in heaven. You're an alien passing through. Peculiar person. Oh, I could... I'm staying in the box tonight. She's in a box. I'm staying where the Lord wants to go. So, self-centeredness is really the root of all trouble. You can read it all through Proverbs. And we're designed by nature, our fleshly nature, to be selfish. Ooh, the offering bucket fell over. Praise the Lord, overflowing. And there's a thing that happens in the spirit where God wants us to go where it's no longer I, but Christ in us. You know, it's no longer about my deal, but it's about Jesus' deal. Now, we sang tonight many songs glorifying the King of Kings and worshiping him. And sometimes we just do it by habit. But my prayer or my hope is that there's a transformation that takes place when we're worshiping, where we become one in the Spirit with Jesus. And I know there's people in here who know what I'm talking about, and you've experienced that, where you can't tell because you're so in the Spirit, you're really not here on this earth. You're communing with the King. And that's when you get fed. And see, when you pour out to him, he pours into you. See, you reap what you sow. There's a, you know, the kingdom principle, and it's not just about money, it's about everything. When you pour your heart into Jesus, guess what happens? You get his heart. When you pour your, you know, there's some people in here who are great givers, great givers. And there's some people in here who are great takers. And there comes a day when we look in the mirror of heaven through the Word of God, and it convicts us, and it causes us. That's the word. The word's designed to do that, to bring conviction and correction and direction and hope and love. There's no other book like that. But one of the things is, when conviction comes, and I'm not talking about, what's that word? What's the word? Condemnation. I'm not talking condemnation. I'm talking conviction. See, there's a difference. Conviction is the Holy Ghost bringing life. Oh, wretched man that I am, I do believe. Help me with my unbelief. Oh, I'm struggling with this sin. Lord, you got to help me. That's conviction. Condemnation is, you dirty, no good, you're always going to be this way. That's the enemy, the voice of the enemy. And learn to recognize the difference. One brings hope, and one brings
despair.
So, don't let the enemy sow seeds. Recognize the enemy's seeds of when, because he's really trying to just rob the blessings of God, which have already been poured out for you to take. That's his job, is to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus came and gave life, and abundantly, right? So recognize if there's a little foul spirit that's causing you to stumble, or question, or doubt, did God say? Now, we've heard that, haven't we? We know that scripture. And how did Jesus win that? By the Word of God, speaking life, speaking truth. So, I'm trying to go someplace. With being a self centered person, that is actually idolatry. And idolatry brings a curse. Just saying. So if you are struggling because it's all about you, I'm going to challenge you to throw yourself at Jesus. Even if you don't feel like it, you know, because you won't. Because it always feels good when it's all about you, you know, the little puffed up self you. I'm not looking at anybody. Hallelujah. I don't even know who it's for. I do, but I'm not saying. But God is calling you out of this bondage and brokenness and inviting you into life and godliness and hope and love and a future filled with all the blessings. But you can't get them if it's all about you. Because how you get the blessings of God is you catch your gaze onto Him. You realize that your life is a mess. And you need Him as a Savior. And you need Him as a mentor. And you need Him as the bread of life, where you dine with Him. And He gives you food from heaven. He gives you the word, so that you can meditate on it and grow strong in stature and muscles, and spiritual muscles I'm talking. And so, He won't let me off this. Okay, so being self-centered, it is a stumbling block. It actually smells in the spirit. Okay, you know what dog doo-doo smells like? That's what self-centeredness smells like. It has a scent to it, and it's not a pleasant scent. You know, there's aromas and fragrances in heaven. Yeah. Now, when you spend time with the King, you get His fragrance on you. Where you go is what you get. Think about it this way. You go into a tavern. Remember in the old days where you could smoke in the taverns? You smelled like smoke when you came out of there. Okay? If you go into a meat market, a smoking meat market, you'll smell like smoked meat, smoked chub. If you spend time in the presence, you get the fragrance of heaven on you. And some people run off and go spend time in the dog pen. Thank you. I was trying to be polite. I couldn't get a word. Spend time in the dog pen and you come out smelling like dog doo-doo. And then you spray your in the natural perfume and cologne on you so that you mask the smell. But guess what? You still stink. And you wonder why things aren't going your way. You wonder why you're not getting your breakthrough. I'm going to tell you, self-centeredness is the root of all your problems. Oh, wise one. You've been crying out. You truly have been crying out, and you want change. But you didn't expect to hear this, did you? And that's because you didn't know. Well, now you're hearing it for the first time, and you're like, I think that's me. I think I have an issue. I think I have been self. I'm going to read you a scripture. I don't have to read it, but I'm going to have it memorized. But we were worshiping, and I heard Jesus say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. How do you get a pure heart? Worship. Come on.
By the blood.
Love.
Ask.
Confess. What?
Confess.
Surrender. I felt that one. When you hear a word, does it cause you to like go, whoa, or no? I'm just saying. See, because of the fall, we have the flesh to deal with. We all drag around this body. We all have a tent that we carry until we go to glory. And so we have to deal with it. And some people do deal with it. Some people go through deliverance. Some people go for emotional healing. Some people spend time fasting and praying and seeking the Lord. Some people worship. There is not one set way to walk in victory. There's many set ways. And so contend, don't give up, continue to press in. One thing I've seen is, one thing I've seen is Christians, they get saved and they clean the dirt out of their life and maybe they quit cussing, maybe they quit stealing, maybe they quit whatever, but there's still judgment to deal with. There's still envy to deal with. There's still, those little foxes that spoil the vine. And we need to be sharp in the spirit. And I don't like to say this, but there's a lot of dull walking around Christians. And it's easy to get dull, isn't it? The just busyness of the day can get you dull. And sometimes you don't even know that you're dull. I just heard somebody, "Am I dull, Lord?" He'll tell you. That's what I love about the Holy Spirit. You ask a question, I expect him to answer me. When I ask questions, I expect to know. Sheep know his voice. That's a scripture. The sheep know his voice. He is the shepherd, the good shepherd. He leads and guides into all truth. So if you're not hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, ask him to teach you. I bet you hear the voice of the enemy. Mm-hmm. He's a little louder.
Yeah. Right.
Not so nice. Mm-hmm. I like the gentle Jesus. Meek and mild. He's not always gentle and meek and mild. Sometimes he's in my face, but it's for my own good because I'm asking him, change me. Lord, I'm a mess. You got to change me. I did it again. Help me, Jesus. Help me get set free. We can't do it on our own. The kingdom of God was not designed that way, and yet we have people trying to do it on their own, trying to keep their act together, dressing a certain way and acting a certain way as if everything's okay. Listen, I just want to tell you something. We're family here. Sometimes family stinketh. Right? Sometimes we have problems. But let's come together and reason and seek wisdom and pray and fast for each other. Have you ever fasted for somebody? No. there's some power there. I'm just going to give you a little taste of part of a key for breakthrough. Care enough for somebody else's breakthrough. Some people can't get their breakthrough without your help. Whether it be praying, fasting, counseling, just saying I love you. Some people have never had people be kind to them, ever. People there's people in this room who have not had a kind word said to them. I want to tell you something. I love you. And I'm cheering you on. And I'm believing for your victory. And I'm not saying that as some, I'll pray for you. I'm believing for you. And tonight I will be praying for you. Before I close my eyes, I'll see your face come across my screen. And I will be praying for you, beloved. I am cheering you on. You are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. You don't know it, but I know it. And I'm going to help you get through. My faith is big enough. Your faith is going to come along, and the river of faith is going to start to flow, and you're going to start to coast in God's glory. God's going to get a hold of you in a good way. He's going to shake that debris off you. He's going to wash you in the rivers of faith, and you're going to be full of life, full of hope. And as you soar through the river of faith, the enemy can't touch you.
That's right.
Faith and fear do not. It's like the opposites. They can't. Think about two magnets. I don't know how that works, but I know that's what I'm seeing. God is bigger than your problem. There's a couple people in here who you can't talk about your problems because they're so bad. Let me tell you something. Hidden sin always leads to bondage. Deal with your sin now. Because if you don't, it gets a hold of you and it drags you a little deeper and a little further and you get a little stinkier and you try to cologne yourself up and then you try to give excuses. Listen, I love you just as you are, oh stinky one. I'm contending for you. I'm believing for your breakthrough. I'm believing you're going to get it someday. I have seen the worst of the worst do a 180. People I thought for sure condemned to hell, living the worst sin possible. And I've seen them come out of it. Only God can do that. So I judge no man. I judge no man. I remember one guy, he was so steeped in witchcraft. He had the pointy fingernails. He used to astral project into my house, tell me he was going to go after my daughter. That'd be the blood of Jesus. Get out! He was steeped. I saw him do a 180. And in the natural, I think I wanted to take him out. But I didn't. I don't yield to my urges. They get me in trouble. Jesus, help anyone in here who's struggling with urges. We've all been through that. I'm asking you to give us your strength, your ability, your grace to overcome the urges, the pulls of the demonic, sin-tainted life that's trying to drag people in deeper bondage. I cut those chains right now in the spirit. Whoa. I cut them. I break you free from the sins and the bondage and the chains of darkness. I breathe life, God's breath, into you right now. I release you from captivity. Spirit of addiction, go in the name of Jesus. You have no hold. No hold. Now I'm going to tell you something, friends. Don't fool around. If you're struggling and you're thinking about you're going to go back to sin, don't pull for your victory. Why go deeper? Why go into deeper bondage? Once the house is clean, don't let them come back. Fill that spot. Fill that area with the Holy Ghost. Pour the blood of Jesus in that area right now. The blood is a life force that darkness cannot penetrate. There's people in here struggling with food addictions. Right now, I break the chains in Jesus' name. I release you from captivity. I see there's past traumas that were hooked into those chains. Right now, I release you from the trauma. One was fatherlessness. I break that chain right now in the spirit. And I connect you by the blood to your eternal Father in heaven, who will reward you with food from heaven. The real substance, not the counterfeit. Hallelujah. Vapor, vapor everywhere. I see vape pipes. I don't know who's smoking them. But right now, I crush them under the blood of Jesus. I crush them. I break the addiction over those, the stronghold in the addiction of vape, vape, vape. You must go in the name of Jesus. I actually see like a three cord on those. It's vape, vape, vape. So it's a stronghold. And right now, I break that cord in the spirit. And I release you from captivity of addiction. And I speak life into your lungs and your brain. I reverse the damage that was done through the chemicals ingested in Jesus' mighty name. Be made whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. You know, in the book of Acts, when things really started rolling, they came as one. They sold their possessions and came as one because it was one spirit. It wasn't, oh, I'm in the I'm just going to make this up, the A section. Oh, I'm in the B section. No, they came as one, the Christ section. They came because of Jesus Christ. They didn't want to practice religion. They didn't want to play religious stuff. They were out for the pure holiness of Jesus Christ and the resurrection. They were like, he is the Messiah, and he was, and he is. And what happened was, when signs and wonders broke out, people became fearful of them, of us. They were living sacrifices. They knew that they could be martyred. They knew they could be thrown into the lion's den. They could be crucified. They knew that, but they didn't care because they knew the one.
Amen.
They tasted the goodness of God, and that my heart's cry is for you to know the one. Taste the goodness of God, because once you taste and see God in his glory, however he shows it to you, it'll wreck you for this earth, this plastic junk that people search and chase and indulge in. It'll ruin you for this natural realm. Because what happens is you taste heaven, your eyes are open, and you're like, junk, don't care about that. Junk, don't care about that. And what happened was, in the book of Acts, they sold all their stuff and they came as one. Now, if I came up to you and said, hey, sell all your stuff and come as one, you'd be like, the blood of Jesus, cult. I'm just saying. I'm asking you to feel the conviction in your heart and see if there's any stronghold there. Is it all me? Or, oh, do you want a cup of water? Are you thirsty? Can I give you a glass of water? Oh, you want more than water? Here, have it all. Have it all. See, what you sow, you reap. You can never outgive God in any way. And somehow, we got stingy. My inheritance, my money, my 401k, my allowance, my whatever. There has to be a translation or a transformation where it's all his. We have to recognize that we just steward the kingdom resources, that we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We own nothing. We own nothing. We steward everything. And the measure you use is measured back to you. That's all through Scripture. And we got people who are, I'm going to give you my nickel. You know what? Keep your nickel. Keep it. Because I don't want you to struggle with giving, because you're not ready to give. Scripture talks about it. Don't give under compulsion. And don't give cheaply. Don't, you know, God gave his son. Greatest gift we'll ever receive. And here's a dollar. Buy yourself a McDonald's coffee. Because you won't go to Starbucks because you wouldn't do it. Because you've got to protect your money. I remember the day I wouldn't go to Starbucks. I got delivered of a lot of stuff. Don't think I am perfect. I'm not. But God had a deal with me in many areas, and finances, big time. I've spent many hours sitting at the feet of Jesus learning how the kingdom operates, because I am a, I get to rule for my Father. I delegate where he says to go. You want to hear a weird story? I was talking to Jesus today about it. You know, I like to sow finances. I'm a sower. I love to give, and I'm not bragging or tooting my horn, because I'm just telling you, I like the blessings of the God, of the Father too. And you can't outgive God. And I was, so I sow into ministries, I sow into people, I sow wherever he tells me to sow, and I'll give whatever he wants me to give because nothing's mine, it's all his. And funny, he gives me cars, he gives me houses, you know. How come you get that? Well, I don't. I steward that. There's a big difference. I was talking to the Lord about this today. I had somebody steal from me not that long ago. And they didn't steal from me, they stole from Jesus. And I felt really bad about it. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I actually had to talk to the person and whatever. Do you know I actually, the Lord has me sowing into that person? Isn't that funny? I was laughing about it today. And here's the thing. Got to watch my heart. He was testing me to see if I'm going to be judging. I'm like, I'm not judging. How much you want to give? Because it's not about me, and it's about him and the Father, or her and the Father. It's not about me. And so I could have failed that test miserably. I'm not giving the Lord's money to a thief. Now let's see, who was Jesus' treasurer? Wasn't it, let's see, who was it? I'm messing with you. Judas. Jesus loved Judas.
He still does.
Yeah. Loved him enough and trusted him. But I don't trust that person. They steal. I'm just saying. I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm just saying. You know, I really feel like the key that we are to eat tonight is the key of good and plenty. Now, some of you are like, what is she doing? I'm eating of the key of good and plenty. Well, I don't see the key. Well, that's because you got your eyes open. Close your eyes and look in the spirit and see if you see the key of good and plenty. He wants us to have that key tonight. By faith, receive the key. How do you do it? By faith, I receive this key. Thank you, Jesus. You have to say it. It's a transaction in the spirit. But if you don't want it, don't take it. By faith, I'll take her key. If she don't want it, or he don't want it. I don't want anything to go to waste tonight, Lord. And by the way, I love leftovers. Amen. No, I don't want your key, because I know you want yours. But there's some people who are like, hey, I'm sorry. I just don't see the key. Lord, open their eyes. Let them see. Let them see. So we all come from a selfish nature. And to live, we have to die to the selfish nature. And some of you are like, was that like like in the natural? No. No. Here's the thing. Some of you have dreams that you've had that are your dreams, but they're not God's dreams. He's got bigger ones that he wants to give you, but he won't override your free will. How about this? Lord, we receive every dream you have for us. We thank you for it. Show it to us tonight while we're sleeping. And Holy Spirit, help us remember our dreams. Now, some of you don't dream. Well, guess what? Yes, you do. I break those words in the name of Jesus that you don't dream. You do dream. Scripture talks about it. Scripture talks about dreams and visions. Open up the dream realm tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Take us deeper.
Yes.
Translate us, Lord. Lord, we give you all the glory and all the praise and honor. We worship you. We thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. We say yes to the greater things, even if we don't understand them. Now, you'll never give us a scorpion or a snake. You only give the best of the best. So we ask for your best, Lord. Teach us how to be stewards of the resources of heaven. Show us what that really means. Holy Spirit, mentor us. We want to go where you go and say what you say. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from spiritofgodworldwide.com.